It is Friday. What a hell of a week, huh? We have a synopsis for you that I don't think you'll like any more than I liked it when I was going over it today about the economic system here. I'm beginning to wonder if we are all aware of how precarious everything is. I'll get to that in a second. Remember the other night I was talking about the Republican governor of Tennessee, Phil Bredesen, who made a great big show, as a lot of Republican governors have. Ours did here, too. Sonny Perdue. A big show about, well, I may not take any of that there stimulus money. Remember all that? They're all backing down now because, you know what the unemployment rate is here in Georgia? It's 8.9%. Across the country, it's 8.1. That's what the official number is here in Georgia, and I think it's much higher than that. It's astonishing what's going on, and it's all happening so quickly. This is what happens when you have a regime in power for 8 years that does nothing but take and steal and lie. No supervision, no oversight, nothing. No plan, just take. Weaken the regulatory system so that the friends of the regime can steal as much as they want to steal. It's astonishing. They have hollowed out the United States. Now, that may be a good thing, on the one hand, because going on the theory, and I don't think it's a theory anymore, I really don't. I mean, this is not empty rhetoric. The theory that capitalism is dead. It is dead. And, you know, most of the world is capitalist, right? Most of the economic systems in the world, most of them are based on the capitalist model. And have you noticed? Everything's failing. What does that tell you? Let's see. 1 + 1 = 2. But I digress. Governor Phil Bredesen of Tennessee, Republican governor, Governor Sonny Perdue, Georgia, Republican governor, they're just falling all over themselves now to get their stubby little hands, their stinking Republican hands, I'm sorry, not Republican, Limbaugh hands, on this recovery, stimulus money, handout, whatever it is that the Obama administration is coming up with. Bredesen says that, okay, we'll take it. $141 million is being offered by the federal government to reinforce the unemployment insurance fund in Tennessee that has been, obviously, like most unemployment funds around the country, rapidly diminishing due to the extraordinary number of claims. Bredesen backtracked on his previous remarks
I want to see what strings might be attached before I accept any money.
But today, Bredesen today, Friday, Bredesen affirmed that the state would take, his words, 100%, his words, of the money offered. If the Tennessee General Assembly approves it. Oh, yeah, a lot of doubt there, right? Now, Tennessee is expected to get some $4.3 billion out of that $787 billion stimulus funds approved by Congress. And signed by law by Obama a couple of weeks ago, $4.3 billion. So the posturing of these Republicans, and they're doing it in the House and the Senate too, is worth noting. Pay attention, folks. All of you Republicans, all you Limbots who are out of work, who are desperately trying to hold on, who are experiencing stuff that you never thought would happen, and all of us were. I don't mean to single you out in this particular instance, because we all are. I've had 3 jobs in the past week. Now it all happens to be in the same field, but we finally had to wind up doing it ourselves. So this is just an example. I mean, you know, nobody is immune from this. And you talk about retraining. Kathy here, who has been producing the show with sound bites and letters from Pickles and so on and so forth, Kathy had to retrain herself in 48 hours to become a broadcast engineer. Now, I'm serious about this. I'm serious about this. So everybody is losing jobs, including me, all of us, Kathy, all of us. There is probably not a company, a syndicator or radio station out there today who is hiring anyone to do what we do here. So while the talking heads on television, you know, the ones who are being paid millions of dollars to tell you how bad it is, can sit there and tell you how bad it is, we're not coming from that perspective. Absolutely not. Like I said, we 2 weeks ago, I worked for Nova M. A week ago, I worked for On Second Thought. Today, I work for myself. And so does Kathy, because in our particular industry, things are falling like houses of cards. And all your favorite radio personalities that you hear on the liberal dial, they're not being paid salaries either. Are you aware of that? I think you should be. The right wingers, yeah, oh sure, you know, Hannity, millions, Limbaugh, millions, and the list goes on and on. But those of us on the left, no, we're not being paid anything. Most of us have profit sharing deals with the companies that are syndicating us. Some of us are trying to handle everything ourselves with ad sales and subscriber memberships and so on and so forth. And the failure rate of liberal or progressive talk shows is going to go up again, because we are not funded. We're not. But I digress again. The states that are in such dire circumstances, and I can't think of any that are not. I don't know. I guess the state of New York is still okay. I think Maine is okay. Some of the states where industry was not a big deal, and I mean that as just as a general statement, not as a compliment or a slam, but states like Montana. Now, the industry there, farming and cattle raising and so on and so forth, that's being hit too, but in a different way. So this thing is this depression that we're entering into, and let's not kid ourselves. Why kid ourselves? This is a global depression that we're heading into, and it's going to be a son of a bitch. It really is. And you would think, wouldn't you think this? At least I would. In a situation like this, that the Limbots would put their snottiness and their obstructionist ways aside, because they do have constituents. I mean, I realize a lot of them stole their way into office, but they still have constituents who voted for them, who actually voted for them, people who are hurting, who are really hurting. Wouldn't you think at this point, if we lived in a rational political system, a sane political system, or for that matter, a rational economic system, that the people who are in charge, nominally in charge, they appear to be in charge, they're kind of not, but that they would decide to work together, that the Limbots would say to the Democratic Party, okay, let's get this solved, and we can go back to slicing each other's throats open later. Let's solve this, because we Limbots also have... We have families, we have voters, we have children, we have people that are suffering. We have men whose egos get in the way, and they can't get jobs, but their wives remain employed for obvious reasons. And this is destroying, it's not just destroying families and incomes and retirement. We have a whole generation out here now. And they're mostly older Americans who have watched everything that they had saved for. They did everything right. They saved, they invested, and it's gone. Pew, gone. So wouldn't we all think that at this point in our history, as we bury capitalism and come up with something new, that we'd all work together? Wouldn't you think that? Isn't that not what, good or bad, right or not right, isn't that what Obama's trying to do? And what are the Republicans doing? Once again, Republicans are acting like thumb-sucking, bedwetting, spoiled children. Now, you people who put them in office, is this what you want? Now he's sitting on the sofa, he's looking for-
for a supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, are you ever leaving Mississippi with the radio on? It's by the French who got the radio.
Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Being a financially challenged working class liberal, my nightly skincare routine used to mean I washed my face, then slathered on whatever moisturizer I had left over in one of those tiny sample bottles they give you free in hotels. But then I found an exceptional new product that really made an overnight difference in my appearance. And you don't have to be a rich Republican to afford it. Night Skin. Now I just dab a little on each night and wake up with smoother, softer skin. Mike even said the other morning that I look pretty. And that was before his morning coffee. Night Skin was developed by nationally awarded cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it contains all those ingredients like retinol and glycolic acid that expensive beauty salons use on their rich Republican clients. But you can try Night Skin risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 and try it today. Even my 4-year-old noticed the difference. That's 1-800-573-0477 for softer, smoother skin. Life's too short to listen to right-wing radio. Here's Mike Malloy. Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant. It's time for your humble and obedient servant, Mike Malloy. All this fussing and fighting, man, you know.
21 past the hour. Watching all these numbers all week and listening to the reports as they get more and more hysterical. And we'll have something to say about this freak Santelli who lost it on CNBC the other day. What a jackleg jerk. But Rick Santelli on CNBC. Where to begin? I don't know how to handle it, frankly. I really don't. I've heard my my grandparents before they passed talk about the depression. I heard my mother and father before they passed talk about the depression. But it was never, as a kid growing up, we were poor. But when you're a kid, you really don't know you're poor until you get to a certain age and you start to notice that. Everybody is accumulating things and stuff, and you're not. And and maybe your house is a little or a lot less attractive or less livable than your friends. But as I got older and went through the recessions that came and went, like in the 70s, I frankly didn't realize in the 70s that we were in a recession. Or the 80s, or early 90s, until Clinton took over. And I guess because I was focused on other things, I just never paid that much attention to it. I knew things were pretty crazy out there. But now that I have, now that I have, grown and married children who have children and a couple of kids still in university and, dealing with all that, all of a sudden it means a lot. And it's real scary, and I think all of us are not really knowing what to do, and I don't know that there is anything to do individually, but collectively, I think we can come out of this. And this is why it's astonishing to me that the Limbots are doing what they're doing. I mean, they're blocking some appointments to Obama's economic council. Just because they can. Because that's what Limbots do. Anything progressive that's ever happened to this country, the Limbots have tried to stop. Whether it was minimum wage, or women's right to vote, civil rights laws, union dues checkoff plans, GI Bill, college tuition grants, all of that stuff has always been opposed. Always. By the Limbots, back when they were called Republicans. And the Democrats on the other side, on the other hand, the progressives, the liberals, I'm not talking about conservative Democrats, they're almost as bad as the Limbots. But the progressives, the liberals, who have dragged this country kicking and screaming through recession, depression, social upheaval. We have forced it. We have kept the country together. We've kept moving it forward, while the Limbots, previously known as the Republicans, did everything they could to destroy us. And they're still doing it. And this is the part I don't get. Because now it's for real. Now it's for real. Now we are facing what could be the, it appears it is becoming, the worst economic breakdown that we've faced, that societies have faced in maybe 600 years. Yeah, that bad. Yeah, really, that bad. Capitalism is dead. It is still thrashing. We have zombie banks that the Obama administration, for some reason, keeps throwing money at. And I think the economists, whether it's Paul Krugman all the way to Norio Rubini, they're all saying the same thing. It's nice, Mr. President, that you want to try to save these zombies, but you can't. You can't save them. The problem is not cowardly banks who just want to suck up all the resources they can and do nothing to save the economy. That's bad enough. But it's because the system no longer works. It just doesn't work anymore. I think economic historians have been trying to tell us this for probably, I don't know, in my consciousness for about the past 30 years. Maybe they've been talking about this for 80 or 90 or 100. But in my little tiny pinpoint in the universe, for about the past 30 years, I have been reading by so many people who understand this system a lot better than I do that capitalism was a dead economic system. It was just a matter of time. It could not go on indefinitely. Well, here we are. So what to do? And I think this is what's got most of us, certainly me, flummoxed and scared.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Workplace security, the court system, correctional programs. These are just some of the areas in the field of criminal justice. To begin a career in one of the many criminal justice areas, it takes knowledge and training. If you have the desire to explore a future in this fast-growing career field, get started with a degree from an ITT Technical Institute. Write down this number. 1-800-338-4713. With a criminal justice degree from ITT Tech, you can pursue entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and community corrections. At ITT Tech, classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Is criminal justice a career path for you? Call for a brochure at 1-800-338-4713. The ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-800-338-4713. That's 1-800-338-4713.
had another cup of coffee. Here's Mike Malloy.
It is 25 before the hour, and this came from India Times, or the Times of India. The U.S. economist says the American banking system is insolvent. I haven't seen this on the news the past couple of days. I've seen everything about this. And this is Nouri al-Roubini, the professor, a business professor. This is what the India Times says. The American banking system has become insolvent following the global financial crisis, which is likely to be deep and prolonged, hitting the economies of the developing and developed world. Nouri al-Roubini, professor of the U.S.-based STEM School of Business, while addressing a session on the global meltdown at the India Today Conclave 2009 here in New Delhi, said, quote, in our assessment, the U.S. banking system is insolvent. They are below the water level, end quote. According to research, Professor Roubini said, the losses of the U.S. banking system are a mammoth $3.6 trillion, with banks accounting for $1.8 trillion and pension funds, hedge funds, and other shadow banking institutions, the remaining portion. Pitching for nationalization of crisis-ridden banks by the American government, Professor Roubini said, quote, they, the banks, could be handed over to the private sector after being cleaned up, end quote. Roubini said it was time for the governments of developed and developing countries to act in concert to prevent further deepening of the global recession. It's not going to happen, and I think the reason is obvious and crystal clear. In a time of crisis, people of this magnitude, governments, and people may, but governments do not work in concert. Governments work counter to each other because it save your own ass no matter what. The governments are power centers, and power is not willingly shared. You know that as well as I do. Look at the Bush crime family for one example. So, and I realize Obama is trying to share power, at least the decision-making process, but the Limbots are not interested. The Limbots are obstructionists. They want the country to collapse completely. Now, I'm not sure why, unless they are hoping that in the restructuring, after the country completely collapses, there will be this fascist, corporatist kind of government and system that elevates the ruling class, not the average Limbot. The average Limbot is going to be kicked to the curb. You know, the average working class Limbot who thought he was cool when he called himself a Reagan Democrat 28 years ago, and since has had his ass handed to him, his teeth handed to him, his retirement thrown in the trash, his kids can't go to school, he has no health insurance, and his government has got him into two active wars. So that Limbot is the one I'm talking to, the Reagan Democrat who went on to say, well, I gave up the Democratic Party because, you know, I can't think of a reason, but I gave him up. I like George Bush. I want to go have a beer with him. How's that working out for you, Mr. Working Class and Mrs. Working Class Limbot? How's that working out, huh? You have a good time with that beer? Anyway, the situation that we're in, it requires not just cooperation, but kind of a interconnectedness in thought and action. Whether it is with the sane people who are attempting to save this country in the Obama administration, the Limbots, who, as usual, don't have a clue, they're talking about earmarks, for Christ's sake. They're talking about earmarks. That's what the Limbot Party is talking about. They're standing in the well of the House and the Senate, frothing at the mouth about earmarks. And it's being picked up, of course, by media. And spread around like hog flu. Earmarks. That's the focus of the Limbot Party. Can you believe this? The average person out there, the average working class Limbot, who expected the Republican Party to save his ass, and the Republican Party said, no, we really don't care about you. Don't you get it? We don't care about you. Here, here's another $500 check. Now, go spend it at Kmart or Walmart or whatever mart you go to. But get out of my sight. I'm the ruling class. Go away. We tricked you. You voted us into power. Get. The average Limbaugh out there, do you think he or she, as the jobs are gone, the health insurance is gone, if there was any to begin with, education funds are gone, the mortgage is about to be canceled and the House repossessed, and their party members are standing in the House and Senate talking about, we don't want earmarks. See, Barack Obama promised that he'd eliminate earmarks, which he didn't. He said he would clean up the mess, but that's a whole different story. We don't want earmarks. Is that what y'all are saying? Is that what you working class and former middle class Limbaughs are saying? The whole goddamn thing is collapsing around your head, and you're going to stand there shoulder to shoulder with Mitch McConnell and John Boehner and say you don't want earmarks? Are you serious? Your house is burning down, and you're trying to figure out a way to cancel the newspaper delivery? Oh, my God. Well, okay. Have at it. Whatever floats your boat. And it would be very easy to pick up a quick case of Schadenfreude and say to you people, as ye sow, so shall ye reap, the good book says. Or, cast your bread on the water and you get back soggy bread. Or, you bought it, you paid for it, it's yours, you know. But why go that route? Why not just say, can't you people, if you can't cooperate, and if your elected Limbaugh representatives can't help, can't you sit down and shut up and just get out of the way and let the adults try to sort out the mess that your elected representatives got us into? Can't you do that? Can't you just once shut up? Stop talking about whether or not the queers can get married. Stop talking about whether or not a woman has a right to privacy. Stop talking about whether or not the rich people have to pay taxes or not. And just shut the hell up. Your life is at stake. Don't you understand that anymore? Have you had your head so wrung out by right-wing talk radio that you... I guess so. Well, the thing I put at my little blog site today, the reaction now, you see, rather than think cooperation in an attempt to rescue us, now we have some of these right-wing cowardly sons of bitches who are starting to form their little patriot posses again. Right? Misquoting from a standpoint of what the ultimate goal is, Jefferson's admonition that the Tree of Liberty occasionally needs the blood of patriots and tyrants to nourish it. So here we go again. The Limbaugh Party, formerly known as the Republicans, utterly and absolutely destroyed the country on every level. Along comes the Democratic Party, gets itself elected, even accounting for stolen votes, and is desperately trying to fix it. And these dumb, cowardly sons of bitches want to put on their fatigues again and their bandoliers and get their MAC-10s and run around saying, well, they're going to come and take our guns. Why don't you people sit down and shut up and let the adults fix or attempt to fix this car wreck that your elected representatives got us into? What is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Can't you go play revolutionary some other time? I mean, can't you go play that little game where you lace up your boots and tuck in your camos and put on your little berets and let your whiskers grow and start smoking unfiltered Luckies again and run around in a field someplace pretending like you're shooting the Negro president? Can't you just stop once and shut up while adults try to solve the problem? No. You can't. And I understand that. So the job becomes doubly, triply difficult to do. And even if Obama and his administration were to succeed, they're going to have to get more honest. And the honesty that is so lacking is, and I don't expect Obama to do this. No American president could honestly say this. The economists are saying it. They're not coming right out and saying it, but they might as well be saying it. And that is that capitalism is dead. Hello, it's over. It's over. The kind of capitalism that has run rampant in this country since about probably the 1820s, that kind of capitalism that relied on slave labor is dead. The slave labor was simply transferred from imported African slaves to wage slaves to foreign wage slaves. I mean, slavery has always been the foundation of capitalism. It's over. It's over. What we've got to focus on is something different.
Come walking down along the factory line, saying, boys, we have to tighten up our belts. But he didn't look any thinner than he did a year ago. And I wonder just how hungry that man felt. He knows it ain't hard to get along with somebody else's trouble. They don't make him lose any sleep at night.
You know, incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-331-1291.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-331-1291. 1-800-331-1291. That's 1-800-331-1291.
Uh-oh, he just had another cup of coffee. Here's Mike Malloy.
Well, that's two in the last 20 minutes, eh, Kath? All right, moving on to, we'll come back to this issue of the Limbots who continue to operate against their own best interests, especially now. We'll also come back to the failed economic system, capitalism. And I think that, personally, I think the sooner we confront that, the easier it's going to be to start building something different from the ashes. Just like, you know, every time a system collapses, I don't care what it is, feudalism or the Industrial Revolution or a tech revolution or a communism or socialism or whatever the ism has been over the years, when it finally has imploded, there are enough keen minds around, none of them conservatives, by the way, because conservatives are cowards. They're terrified of moving forward. But there have been enough keen progressive or liberal minds around to say, okay, look, let's figure something else out. And it's always happened. You know, from hunter-gatherers to farmers to whatever. I'm not saying necessarily the progression has been one that has really benefited humankind. I'm just saying that we've always managed to look at the rubble after conservatives of some stripe have destroyed everything. And the progressives have managed to say, okay, let's try it again, only let's tweak this and change that and come up with something different. Well, here we are again. Here we are again. So only this time it is so desperately serious. Every time we've faced this before, we didn't have a nuclear weapon-saturated human race. And we do now. We can only hope that there are enough people who are committed to the genetic principle of self-preservation that nobody is going to start really wallowing in the panic and throwing nuclear bombs as a way of saying, I'm really pissed off at what's happened here. Let's hope that doesn't happen. If we could avoid that, I think the liberals and the progressives worldwide can figure something out. And the people who still have a spiritual nature, if you know what I mean. I'm not talking about religion or spooks in the sky or flying dragons and demons and angels and all this other claptrap. I'm talking about the idea of the spiritual nature of humans that has been so poisoned and tossed in the gutter, except for a few enlightened people who continue to maintain it. We'll see. From Prairie 2, something curious happened today, but let's back up to Monday. The FDIC announced that they were going to levy a special insurance premium on their member banks to replenish their coffers after needing to take over an average of two banks a week for several months. They were about empty. You see, the Bush crime family didn't believe in keeping any reserves for the FDIC since the fundamentals of the economy and the banking system were sound. They were, hey, buddy, want to buy a bridge to nowhere? That's how the Bush crime family operated. The predictable squealing from the porcine bankers led to the FDIC announcing that they would reduce the premium by half and go to Congress for a line of Treasury Department credit. They asked for and promptly got a $100 billion line of credit, quite a bit more than they said they needed on Monday when they were trying to render it from bankers' lard. Here's the curious thing. They asked Congress for $100 billion yesterday and got it. Today they were back asking for $500 billion. The only possible conclusion is that they are going after bigger fish. Remember in Jaws when Chief Brody goes to the captain of the boat and tells him they need a bigger boat? Apparently the Treasury Department's auditors... The Treasury Department's auditor that is doing the stress test on the big banks looked over the transom of the boat and something looked back. They were going to give these banks 6 months to raise private capital after issuing a report. Something changed overnight. Shark theme begins to rise in the background. boom, 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 boom. Yeah, Prairie 2. Yeah, I noticed that too, and I thought, well, I wasn't paying attention. But you got to wonder what it was that the auditors have seen. So, again, at a time when absolute cooperation is needed, I'm not talking about down here on the crazed level of talk radio. Oh, sure, we can continue to be obnoxious little halfwits if we choose to. But on the level of trying to save the country, dare I say, save the world. Because apparently this is the downside of globalization, right? This is the downside of unfettered global capitalism. And this is the downside of an economic system, that's called capitalism, but is really neoliberalism, and a political system that is called a democracy, but is really corporatism. Did you follow that? These are the downsides. Everything is on fire. So let's hope that the progressives, the liberals, the thinkers, the rationalists, who are now tasked with once again cleaning up the destruction of a conservative, whether it was a movement, whether it was Nazism, communism, feudalism, corporatism, capitalism, republicanism, whatever the right-wing system, the conservative system was that destroyed us once again, let's hope the liberals and the progressives can save our asses. I was trying to think there for a minute to do what? Just that. Save us. We'll talk about some more of this right after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy on the Mike Malloy Network.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Being a financially challenged working class liberal, my nightly skincare routine used to mean I washed my face, then slathered on whatever moisturizer I had left over in one of those tiny sample bottles they give you free in hotels. But then I found an exceptional new product that really made an overnight difference in my appearance. And you don't have to be a rich Republican to afford it. Night Skin. Now I just dab a little on each night and wake up with smoother, softer skin. Mike even said the other morning that I look pretty. And that was before his morning coffee. Night Skin was developed by nationally awarded cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it contains all those ingredients like retinol and glycolic acid that expensive beauty salons use on their rich Republican clients. But you can try Night Skin risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 and try it today. Even my 4-year-old noticed the difference. That's 1-800-573-0477 for softer, smoother skin.
Welcome back. It is 6 and a half past the hour. This is the Malloy program. I keep saying the Mike Malloy Radio Network. There is no such thing. It's just the Malloy program. And just a little housekeeping, a little business here before we get back into it. For the people, the thousands of people who were subscribers through the now completely dead Nova M, excuse me, the suggestion from me is to not, obviously, not to renew anything with in any way, shape, or form that was connected to Nova M or its 2 or 3 day alive successor on second thought. No offense to anybody here, but that's just, you know, it wouldn't make any sense to do that. How Nova M will eventually work that stuff out, I have no idea. I really don't. I was an employee of Nova M and got burned yet again, like a lot of people apparently who were paying $10 a month or whatever. I'm not sure what's going to happen to Nova M. At this point, I'm willing to just forget about it and move on. I've seen enough total business collapses in my life, not just radio, but business collapses, to know that if there's no there, there's, you know, nothing we can do. I still talk about the $116,000 Air America stole from us because they still exist. But I doubt I'll ever see that. So if you've been following the program for as long as some of you have, and we deeply appreciate that, or if you're a new listener, within a very short period of time, we will have all the information available at our website. And I think the website will continue to be MikeMalloy.com. There will be tons of information. We have what we think are some pretty good plans to make the website something that you'll appreciate or enjoy or just have fun with. I know we will. Now, we do have a couple of partners. We're you know, when I say we're in this on our own, we're putting up our own money to do it. But we have a couple of partners as far as the website and podcasting and streaming and stuff like that. Our good friend Ben Birch is still involved in this to some degree. We're not sure what degree yet. Everything is being shaken out here. As we try to adjust to this economic chaos that the Limbots have gotten us into. Ian Huff, who so diligently engineered us for 2.5 years from Phoenix, will probably show up again connected to this program once he gets resettled. He's another one that had to bite the dust. All of us did. I mean, there's no kidding around this. But to the people who were making the $10 a month payments for podcasts for Randy Rhodes and Mike Malloy and other stuff via Nova M, don't subscribe anymore. And any issues that you have with Nova M, obviously, like my issues with Nova M, will have to be taken up with Nova M. So, but stay tuned. And as far as continuing with us, we are never again going to get ourselves in a position where we rely on a company to sustain us. We'll do it ourselves, which we can and should have a long time ago, but I don't know. But we're there now. So just stay tuned. MikeMalloy.com will have information over the next week or two. And as we... continue on with this program that we've had programmers interrupt us a couple of times over the course of the history of the Malloy Show, but you know, we always come back and bigger and better than when we left, and that's going to happen again. So stick around. We ain't going nowhere. We may be collecting food stamps, but you know, we'll sell some of them, get enough money to stay on the air. Just kidding about the selling part. All right. A couple of emails here I want to share with you. This is from Mayflower Mike, also in Arkansas, who writes about his road trip. He says, Mike, we broke away at our late model VW and headed north to St. Louis, turned east and north to Chicago and the great flea market stores, which also have no business, on to Cleveland for some great food, down to D.C., to Richmond and back to Arkansas. We talked to all kinds of people, did a couple of radio collector shows, and I've come to the sad conclusion this nation is, all caps, depressed, like big time. Heard so many people give Bush the business, and they said that's the last Republican I will ever vote for. I didn't vote for Obama, they say, but wish him the best. This country is in real trouble. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. People are broke. People are unemployed. And people are very unhappy. Missed your show, at least with an adult beverage and Mike Malloy on Friday. I missed your show, but at least with an adult beverage and Mike Malloy on Friday, tonight there's hope. All right, Mayflower Mike. And then the other night, I shared with you an email I got from Kay in San Francisco, who's a school teacher. And she said in her letter that she felt like a failure. She's a school teacher, and she felt like a failure after what has happened over the past 8 years because she continued to teach her students about American history and American government, and none of which, not American history, but American government, none of which was really real during the Bush years. And I said, when I read her email, I said, well, Kay must have been talking ironically because I don't think there's any such thing as a real teacher who is a failure. Teachers teach, and yada yada. So I get an email from her. She listened on the podcast. She says, just got through listening to the first couple of hours of last night's program. I heard you say that you hoped my comment about feeling like a fraud, that's right, not a failure, but a fraud the past 8 years was meant ironically because no one could have known about these Bush administration memos that are now coming to light. The answer is, well, yes and no. Here's what I meant. For 8 solid years, those of us who paid attention were bombarded with stories of the Bush administration going to war on false pretenses, the extraordinary rendition of suspected terrorists to other countries to be tortured, the travesty of justice at Gitmo, the Patriot Act's violation of the Bill of Rights, and on and on and on. Because of this, I would stand in front of my class and feel disconnected from what I was teaching. When it came to discussing things like the Constitution's ban on cruel and unusual punishment, I felt like a fraud for stating this was one of our fundamental rights because I knew about the cases of Jose Padilla, Maher Arar, and others. When I talked about freedom of speech under the First Amendment, I had the administration's ban on photos of caskets coming home from Iraq in the back of my mind. In other words, I was in a perpetual state of cognitive dissonance. Thank goodness those days seem to be coming to an end. A few weeks back, I wrote to tell you that my father had passed because of complications due to ALS. I'm so thankful that my dad lived to see Barack Obama elected and inaugurated. While Dad understood that Obama was not a savior, he lived to see that we were turning a corner. And I said in my eulogy at my dad's memorial service the following. My earliest memories are of sitting with Dad in the family room, watching political conventions on television, and talking for hours afterwards. We had our ideological differences at times, but even those disappeared during the past 8 years as the actions of a certain presidential administration pushed Dad to return to his roots as an FDR Democrat, a proud one, I might add. One of Dad's happiest moments recently was on the night of November 8, 2008. He called me and said, through tears of joy, Obama has won it, and it's so great. So even as more incredible information about the crimes of the Bush administration continues to come to light, I am relieved that my dad lived to see the beginning of what will hopefully be an about-face from the failed and criminal Republican agenda of the past 28 years. K. Oh,
make someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children, and for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom95.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom95.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 95.com. Freedom95.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Hey, truth seekers, here's the truth speaker. Seekers, here's the truth speaker, Mike Malloy.
It is 21 past the hour. Oh, and by the way, the phone service for the Malloy program so that you can call in will be in place, I think, by Wednesday night's program. The 800 number in the lines and so on and so forth. Yes?
I just thought if people wanted to write it down, it was catchy. We already know what the number is.
Oh, what's the number going to be?
It's going to be 877-89-MALLOY. I love it.
You didn't.
877-89-MALLOY.
877-89-MALLOY.
But don't call now because it's not there.
Right, it's not there now.
But it's coming.
That'll be the number. Is it Wednesday night? We'll be...
I hope so. That we're a little dependent on a couple of outside forces, but if they're not wrong, then yes.
All right. So two more nights after tonight of listening to me going on and on and on for 3 hours without interruption. That's one of the reasons. Another reason, we're happy to have your emails to break it up a little bit. Over this these 3 hours where we don't have the input of phone calls. Where was I? I guess just talking about the business end of it, right? About the phones. The phones will be in. Couple more emails here, or one more before we move on. This is from Richard in New York City. Mike, this is my first time writing. I want to say enjoy your show. If you're not angry today, you're not paying attention. Thanks for paying attention over the years. I recently moved to New York City, and I view Wall Street like the Hoover Dam that's about to burst, flooding the entire city as well as the entire nation. Today on CNN, a commentator said that President Obama needs to handle this crisis just right, or the entire world financial system will come crashing down because of the derivatives market. That's the ticking time bomb that has yet to hit this collapsing financial dam. Before that bomb hits, Obama needs to take swift action and declare to the American people what is already obvious, namely that the Fed, as well as the entire financial system, is bankrupt. Declare bankruptcy, rid the landscape of the rotting banking corpses like AIG, Citibank, Bank of America, and especially Goldman Sachs. The fact that the Wall Streeters are going crazy about Obama means that Obama is on the right track. The lower Wall Street goes, the better off Main Street will be. All the wealth that Wall Street sucked out of Main Street America over the past 30 years needs to be put back into Main Street America before America can recover. Start over with a new system that is free of derivatives and begin the process of putting the criminals in prison who perpetrated this crime on humanity. Only then will people have trust in anything ever again. Richard, New York City. Yeah, I certainly agree with that. And I think our economic correspondent, Prairie 2, has been saying that for quite some time, as have several of you. Krugman, I think, is saying it. Paul Krugman, New York Times, a Nobel Prize-winning economist and New York Times columnist. Of course, I'm at that point where I think it's absolutely, utterly critical and necessary and evolutionary to take it one step further. And that is to not even attempt to reanimate this corrupt, filthy system of predatory capitalism. And the idea of putting regulatory agencies in government in place of these in an attempt to regulate these monsters is obviously impossible. It took 70 years to utterly destroy it this time, but given the way these laws are written usually by the Limbots, formerly known as the Republican Party, there are so many loopholes. You could drive luxury yachts through these loopholes, and they do. The idea of capitalism being something that can be regulated is only true up to a point, and eventually the regulations become corrupted by the very people who are supposed to run the regulatory agencies. If you need any proof of that, for Christ's sake, look at the past 8 years. I mean, come on. So as long as the idea is still out there that we're somehow going to save capitalism this time, I mean, that's what FDR did, and he was, they accused him of being a socialist and a communist, and, Republicans, now known as Limbots, Republicans and conservatives have always been obstructionists. Because they're so goddamn stupid and useless to a system of self-governance. They really, really are. Again, I just wish they would shut up for once in their miserable lives, shut up and sit down and let people solve the problems. But the system now has proved itself totally incapable of survival. It's just not there. Every single institution, financial institution, is utterly hollow at the center. And a good wind has come along and blown them all down. So the idea of trying to, as I said, trying to reanimate capitalism is insane. It's a definition of insanity, isn't it? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So what to do? Well, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Ever notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Hi, Truth Seekers, it's Kathy Malloy. Being a financially challenged working-class liberal, my nightly skincare routine used to mean I washed my face, then slathered on whatever moisturizer I had left over in one of those tiny sample bottles they give you free in hotels. But then I found an exceptional new product that really made an overnight difference in my appearance. And you don't have to be a rich Republican to afford it. Night Skin. Now I just dab a little on each night and wake up with smoother, softer skin. Mike even said the other morning that I look pretty, and that was before his morning coffee. Night Skin was developed by nationally awarded cosmetic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and it contains all those ingredients like retinol and glycolic acid that expensive beauty salons use on their rich Republican clients. But you can try Night Skin risk-free. Just call 1-800-573-0477 and try it today. Even my 4-year-old noticed the difference. That's 1-800-573-0477 for softer, smoother skin. right now, Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. So what to do, since you'll never hear a Limbaugh tell the truth where it concerns the idea that capitalism as we've known it is dead. Capitalism as the world has known it is dead. You don't think so? Take a look. I mean, Jesus God, look around. As I mentioned earlier tonight, capitalism is the dominant economic system now on Earth. Is it working anywhere? Hello? It's all collapsing. That is the nature of capitalism. Eventually, it has to collapse unless there's a way to colonize and exploit alien planets. The idea of continuing to gouge resources out of the earth, continuing to gouge labor out of workers, the idea of continuing to gouge capital out of anything that can produce capital without putting anything back in any of these instances. That's what capitalism is. It doesn't say humanism or jobism or let's all play niceism. It's capitalism. And for you Limbots who don't have a clue, that's not referring to a state capital or a nation's capital. It's talking about money. It's a system about, by, for, and of money. That's all it exists for. It's not there to build families or social institutions or give love. You know, it's there to exploit, rip, devour, tear, and reward, immensely reward, a very tiny minority, which, by the way, Mr. and Mrs. Limbaugh, average Reagan Democrat or former Republican, that tiny minority, guess what, doesn't include you. I don't care how many snotty-ass little emails you send to me. It doesn't include you. You're not in that picture. You're not. That's why you are going down along with everybody else, except that little tiny 2 or 3%, if it's that large of a number, at the top that you have nourished and supported with your votes for the past 28 years, always voting against your own best interests because you were told that that's what was required to keep the privacy of a woman, to end a woman's privacy when she goes to see her OBGYN, to make sure the queers couldn't get married, to make sure that prayer gets back in school, to make sure that under God stayed in the Pledge of Allegiance. You dumbasses, that's what you sold your lives for. For that. Was it worth it? Well, to some of you it was. Because some of you are just breathing hard now because you think the rapture is coming. Jesus, you're easy to manipulate. You really are. Why don't you come out of the ether, you Limbots? Why don't you ever stop? Just stop. Yeah. So what to do? The answer, I think, and this may even be outdated. This may not work any longer because everything has been so destroyed. But my idea, of course, is democratic socialism. Or for the people who start to get weak in the knees when they hear the S word, social democracy. Is that a little easy for you? Well, to hell with you. I'm going to call it what it is, democratic socialism. And what that means to me, I'm sure people a lot smarter than me in economic theory have a different definition, but to me, it means nationalizing. And what does the term nationalizing mean? That means that it belongs to the people. Oh, that's communism! No. No, it's not. It's not communism. Relax. Easy, easy. Easy, Hoss. All right, nationalize these key industries. Banking, which is almost there. Energy, healthcare, transportation, and the production of weapons, with the ultimate goal of eliminating weapons production altogether. We don't need it. We don't need to be spending probably as much as $1 trillion a year on building expensive toys designed to kill people 30 years ago, very efficiently and remarkably. What's the point? We have a nuclear arsenal. Nobody can screw with us. If they do, and it's serious, and they're intent on ending this, push a couple of buttons, turn a couple of keys, and they cease to exist. So why, like somebody pointed out the other night, why do we have 11 carrier battle groups? I mean, how big is the goddamn ocean, for God's sake? You know, we're going to have ships banging into each other. What's the point? Well, you know what the point is. Now, after nationalizing these five key production centers, or whatever you want to call them, then start supporting, through a series of grants, not loans, grants, small businesses, family-owned farms, high-tech firms, you know, all sorts of startup businesses, and then leave them alone. As long as labor and environmental laws are followed. And what labor and environmental laws? Well, for the environmental laws, you go to the Boy Scout Handbook. That's all. Just go to the Boy Scout Handbook, which says, leave your campsite cleaner when you leave than when you arrived. That's all. That's all! Don't leave huge toxic dumps that's going to kill people for the next five generations and make their organs rot with cancer? Jesus, God! Oops, I'm yelling. As long as labor and environmental laws are followed. What are labor laws? What labor laws? Well, labor laws would be simply, if you hire somebody, you can hire on a two-tier level. You can hire people as they are trained. You know, we used to have apprentice, journeyman, and master in the building trades. Remember those quaint days? That was set up by the unions. Apprentice, that's where you go in and learn the job. Journeyman is when you've learned the job and now you can make a living. Master is when you have learned the job, you've made a living, you may have started your own business, but now you can train other people to do the same job. It's very simple. It comes from the old guild system from 500 or 600 years ago. Very simple. After someone goes through their training period, then the labor law, you must pay people, if you're going to hire people, enough that they can live. Oh, my God, really, Malloy? Yeah, that's right. Enough to pay for things like food, clothing, and shelter, maybe vacation occasionally. They don't have to worry about health care because that's been nationalized. They don't have to worry about energy because that's been national. They don't have to worry about... You see what I'm saying? It is simple, maybe to the point of idiocy. I may have this all wrong. But that's the kind of place that I'd like to live in. I really would. I would love to live in that place. Now, I know you Limbots who are still listening to the program are choking on your old on your own throat fat. You don't like your leader. You know, this is too radical for you. You can't get your minds around the idea that such a system would benefit you. You can't do it. Why? Because you have been so destroyed with the thinking and philosophy of your lard-ass teacher, Rush Limbaugh, and his minions in the Limbaugh Party. They have been doing this to you since Reagan. And again, I will never forget Ronald Reagan producing some hybrid of maniac called Reagan Democrat. Reagan Democrat. A man or a woman who immediately started voting against his or her own best economic interest, voting against having health care, voting against a stable job, voting against protections in the worst workplace, voting against regulatory agencies that were designed to at least make an attempt to put a bridle on predatory capitalism that has now eaten your Reagan Democrat ass down to the bone. So I ask you again, how does it feel? Reagan Democrats, Limbots, conservatives, how does it feel? See, the thing is, I get a lot of emails from these right-wingers who, A, can't spell, because most of them probably went to a religious school or something, a Christian school. A lot of parochial schools are pretty good. You know, the Catholic schools, even though they're run by psychopaths and child molesters, but the education, let me retract that. It was good when I was a kid growing up. It's not worth a goddamn now. But I get these letters from the right-wingers and the Republicans and the conservatives and the Limbots, and they're amazing. They're amazing. They usually have some variation of, I'm all wrong because Rush Limbaugh's right. And the proof that Rush Limbaugh is right is that he's on 700 radio stations and makes $50 million a year, and I'm on 20 stations and have no salary. That's what makes Rush Limbaugh right and me wrong. And therefore, the people, these right-wing nutballs who write to me, that's their basis of comparison. Well, you're not on any radio stations. Okay, if that's your focal point for a discussion about whether or not you're going to live or starve to death in the pit Limbaugh's dug for you, okay.
Workplace security, the court system, correctional programs. These are just some of the areas in the field of criminal justice. To begin a career in one of the many criminal justice areas, it takes knowledge and training. If you have the desire to explore a future in this fast-growing career field, get started with a degree from an ITT Technical Institute. Write down this number. 1-800-338-4713. With a criminal justice degree from ITT Tech, you can pursue entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and community corrections. At ITT Tech, classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Is criminal justice a career path for you? Call for a brochure at 1-800-338-4713. The ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-800-338-4713. That's 1-800-338-4713.
Free?
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Here's Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour. You know, I've noticed on MediaMatters.org, the Oberman program, Rachel's program, both of which are on MSNBC, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting's website, and there's several more. So much of the time now is devoted to confronting with and exposing the lies that are put out there by piglets like Glenn Beck, and these other limbots, straight ahead, straight up lies that are put out there. And I can understand, someone like Beck wanting to further his career and become the next, Rush Limbaugh. There is wild competition down in the gutters to succeed Rush when he finally keels over dead from a heart attack from all the fat that has accumulated around his heart valves. So the race is on. Hannity thought he had it nailed to become the next Rush Limbaugh, but not necessarily so. So these guys get out here. It's a combination of their ignorance and the fact that they expect their listeners and anticipate and understand that their listeners are ignorant. So all they have to do is put whatever garbage out there they feel is necessary to get people to watch and listen and go, oh, really? Well, in the meantime, legitimate organizations like Rachel's program, like Oberman's program, like we do it a bit. Hartman does it, I think, and certainly some of these websites. What really happened? .org.com. Certainly, the Media Matters, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, on and on and on. Spend so much time now just confronting and exposing the lies. And the thing that amazes me, and in exposing the lies, it's always documented. I don't want to include myself in that group, but let me use the pronoun we. When we do this, we always include the documentation. We provide, okay, here's what they said, here's what they've done. And I always wonder to myself, with that information out there, how do people, the limbots, continue to watch a complete psychopath like Glenn Beck, or a complete puppet like Sean Hannity, or a real drug-addled madman like Rush Limbaugh, and accept it as fact? Everything that they have ever told you has turned out to be a lie. Where's the proof of it? Look around! God damn! They have been in control. Their system, the system they tout, has been in control for what, 20 of the last 28 years? And yet, I get emails from people. It's just insane. It would be funny if it didn't indicate the degree of mental illness that these people have. The people email me, who say to me things like, well, everything was going fine, Mike, until the Republic or the Democrats took over in 07. is that when I see. And in one short year, the Democrats, with their policies, managed to hollow out the entire global banking system. God damn, really? And yet, this is what these people believe, or else they're just, you know, jiving with me. But it's incredible. It's incredible, the depths of the ignorance. So, the limbots, the so-called Reagan Democrats, the former Republicans who are now limbots, will never understand the absolute necessity for democratic socialism. Never. And how the key to everything is government control of certain key industries. And I mean goddamn control. I'm not talking about, we're going to throw money in, we're going to own stock in these failed zombie banks. No. Obama ought to just seize every bank that is in trouble in the nation. Everyone, especially the big ones, just seize them. Tell everybody to get out of the buildings, get all your personal belongings out, and then call in an airstrike. Blow them up! They're no good. They are dead. They are walking around dead. They are zombies. That's what the term means. They are the living, walking dead. And I don't give a goddamn if Barack Obama, using either real money, which would be the debt that is passed down to the second or third generation from now, or fake money, that which is printed by the ordered to be printed by the Federal Reserve, and I don't care what he uses. He can throw trillions, 10 trillion, 15 trillion, 20 trillion. It's not going to do anything. And that's because of the underlying cancer, the derivatives. They're there. They're sitting there. Do you know why the banks are demanding more and more money? Because they know they're dead. They know their institutions are absolutely dead. So the people that are still running these zombies, these walking corpses, want to suck down as much money as they possibly can. That's why they don't give a goddamn about whether or not somebody says, well, why are you still flying on a corporate jet? You know the answer to that? Oh, go screw yourself. From them. Why are you still going out to resort areas? Oh, bite me. Get out of my face. Give me the money. We're too big to fail. Oh, really? So, I don't know what the reasoning is. I really don't. I don't know what Barack Obama and his advisors, what the reasons are that they are continuing to try to save a system that has been so corrupted, so befouled, so poisoned by its own mechanisms, but also by the Limbaugh Party, the Republican Party, the conservatives. It's been befouled for so long that it is incapable of surviving. It cannot. And again, it doesn't make any difference how much money goes there. So the answer is end them. Don't try to mend them. End them.
Focus Factor is free, and we've got a bottle with your name on it. Focus Factor is the number one selling brain support supplement in America. People all over the country rely on it to support their memory, focus, and concentration. No wonder we've sold millions of bottles. People try it, now they buy it. And here's your chance to try it free. Call now and we'll send you a bottle of Focus Factor, an over $40 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and processing. Limit one bottle per household.
They let you try it free? It has to be good.
Focus Factor is good. Good enough to be the number one selling brain support supplement in America. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-503-2708. That's 1-800-503-2708. When you think of memory, focus, and concentration, think Focus Factor. Call 1-800-503-2708.
music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now.
It's about 7 past the hour. Welcome back. This is the Malloy Program. So, for me, and I certainly welcome your comments on this. Once we get our phones hooked up next week, you can call in and talk about this idea of democratic socialism. If you can make an argument for a better idea, I'd like to hear it. I really would. I'm not inviting right-wingers to call, Limbots, Reagan Democrats, or any of you people. You had your chance in the current round of history. You've had the past 28 years to show the American people, yourselves, and the world anything, and all you've shown is utter abject failure, the cowardice, and backward thinking. So I'm not interested in hearing from you. I really am not. As a matter of fact, once the phones are installed here and Kathy's screening, you're really going to have to prove yourself phone worthy to get on the program. So I'm just telling you now. The idiots that have gotten through because Ian was busy doing other things, not anymore. Because you're dumbasses, that's why. I've said for years, you know, if any conservative or Limbot could put together a rational, coherent argument without the snottiness, without the half-assed attitude, you're welcome on the program. But none of you have ever been able to do it. But if you are a normal person, if you are progressive or a liberal or a Democrat or apolitical or a centrist or an independent or a libertarian or whatever, and want to make an argument for a better system than democratic socialism, I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear it. And again, the idea that I have, what makes sense to me, is to nationalize five key industries, banking, energy, healthcare, transportation, and the production of weapons. I'm not going to dignify it by calling it national defense. It's not national defense. It hasn't been national defense since the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima. After the second one was dropped on Nagasaki, end of discussion. End of discussion. There has never been, if we're really interested in national defense, there has never been since that day, August 1945, August 6th, and then again on August 9th, there has not been a justifiable reason for producing the first tank, the first nuclear sub, the first cannon, or establishing the first military combat brigade, platoon, patrol, nothing. Nothing. The military, since those two bombs were dropped, has been used to further American empire. That's all. It is not defense. No, at least we were honest enough prior to World War II to call it what it was. The War Department. The War Department. That was the department that made war. To call it the Defense Department is not just a corruption of language. Oh, Jesus. I mean, that's been going on for 50 years. It's a corruption of your thought process. There is no defense. We have all the defense we need. You know all the defense we need? And we really don't even need this much. Five nuclear bombs. Four, maybe. All right, three. And even those can't be used. That's what mutual assured destruction is. That's why your ass is still alive if you came through the 50s and 60s. Because the Russians and the Soviets and the Americans were terrified of using the weapons that they both had spent trillions to develop and stockpile. You can't use them unless you are interested in planetary suicide. But the fact is, I'm talking about a thermonuclear exchange. The fact is, if we really want a Defense Department, we set up an organization run by civilians, not these wacko Dr. Strangelove types. Well, I guess the civilians are just as bad. I don't know. Let's get Jonathan Schell. Let's have him run the weapons establishment. He'll know when to pull the trigger. He's the one that wrote The Fate of the Earth. No. Yeah, that's right, The Fate of the Earth. Back in the 70s, was it 70 or 80s? Yeah, it was the 80s. Seems like a lifetime ago. So, banking, energy, healthcare, transportation, and weapons production, nationalized. And the goal, of course, eliminating altogether weapons production. And then just clear the decks for small businesses. I mean, don't we hear over and over again that's where 60-70% of the new jobs are created, in small businesses? Okay, okay. Fund them with grants, not loans. Fund them and stand back. Get out of the way. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at a small business and say it either failed or succeeded. Have the small business owner in return for the grant have books that are open to third-party auditors who will come in, auditing firms that are also small businesses and can't be on the take, and come in and take a look at the books and say, yeah, you're succeeding. Good for you. Yeah, you'll succeed 5 years from now. Yeah, keep going. You're doing great. And in those areas, keep government the hell out of it. Well, what business does government have in small businesses as long as they play by the rules? The government can establish the rules. Two rules. Leave your campsite cleaner when you leave than it was when you got here. That's rule one. Rule two, treat the people who work for you with dignity and make goddamn sure you pay them enough to live on if you are going to call them an employee. That's all. That's all you have to do. Grants to small businesses, family-owned farms, startup businesses like high-tech firms, small genetic firms, not genetic firms, you know what I'm saying, firms that are involved in stem cell research or actual disease fighting, not these pharmaceutical bastards. Not them. You know, once healthcare is nationalized, most pharmaceutical, the elementary discoveries came out of public funding anyway, from universities or National Institutes of Health or whatever, wherever the research has gone. The heavy-duty research up until genetic research has never been done by private industry. It always starts in publicly funded universities and then it's handed off to private industry. Just like the Internet. The Internet was not started by Gates. You know, the Internet was started as the Defense Department or a group of scientists working in the public realm and wanted to communicate. I don't know. Don't send me emails about it because I frankly don't care. The essential point is we've always had some form of socialism. Some form of democratic socialism. So why not just go full bore? That's the system that has always worked. That's the system that's always been pushed off stage while the capitalist rapists stood on stage and said, well, we're creating jobs up here at AIG. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're creating a class of bandits, highwaymen and thieves, and eventually you have destroyed us. Because we let you. You're predators. What do you mean you've created jobs? Lehman Brothers? Citicorp? Any a major bank. You tell me one that has contributed anything to society or to the economic system. They haven't contributed a goddamn thing. They have taken and taken and taken to the point now where they don't even pretend anymore. Give me money! I'm too big to fail. Gimme! Gimme, goddammit, gimme! Kind of like the pig man. So it's time to end it. Just end it. Because it's ending us. It's you know, who's going to euthanize whom? Are we going to euthanize this predatory capitalistic system, or is it going to euthanize us? We can do it to it gently. That's what Obama's, I believe, trying to do. He just won't come out and admit it. Or it can euthanize us very painfully by clubbing us into submission and then into death and clubbing our families, clubbing our hopes and our dreams, everything smashed. I mean, Orwell said it before. You want to see the future? It's a face with a boot on it. There must be something wrong.
Side of me, I'm not crazy. The Pacific Garbage Patch is a floating stew of garbage. It's floating off the coast of Hawaii. It's twice the size of Texas, and it's growing 10,000 square miles per year. You can help stop this travesty and save your company money. Kirk Meyer, founder of EcoMugs, is not accepting the recession when it comes to his crusade against styrofoam use in offices. As an incentive, Kirk's offering a free EcoMug to every qualifying company that clicks on the EcoMugs logo on EcoMugs.com. Upload your company logo, and with a minimum purchase of one EcoMug, EcoMugs will send you a free 15-ounce EcoMug featuring your logo and name. EcoMugs help brand your company and let your customers know you're being ecologically responsible. Over 100 million Americans have a cup of coffee every morning. Help keep paper and styrofoam cups from becoming landfill or ending up in the ocean. Visit EcoMugs.com and don't forget to buy one EcoMug, get one free. That's EcoMugs.com.
Standing up to the flying monkey right. Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's Mike Malloy.
Past the hour, getting some really interesting emails in on the subject tonight. What has devolved or evolved into the subject tonight? Let me start here with our Aurora, Illinois bureau chief, Dr. Mary Ann, who who is, by the way, a physicist and who has has been contributing to this program now, what, Kathy, since 1999? We're in the 10th year with Marianne. Oh, my God. Anyway, she writes, Mike, do you think it is a coincidence that we are at the brink of serious environmental collapse, just as our economic system also has melted down? Our fecundity has us backed into each other on this planet, yet we have behaved as if the world is an infinite toilet and an infinite resource. Our spiritual and civic structures gave us little capacity to feel personal responsibility for the planetary life raft. Our economic system reflects that disconnection. All take, no responsibility, and no ability to see the connectedness to the rest of the world. Could the planet have survived our economic institutions being, quote, responsibly run, end quote, much longer? Thank God we hadn't yet developed warp drive engines, or this mess would be truly galactic. Nothing has really changed since late last year, except that the collective delusion has vanished. We're snapping out of it. Some waking up more slowly than others, and finally are forced to see the mess we made. The Limbots are just cranky and acting out. They ain't getting their pony, quote-quote, either. We have an enormous arsenal of science and knowledge and even wisdom right at hand if we would only use it. As people find themselves evicted from the so-called ownership class, they will have to start looking for real community, rediscovering the value of the so-called commons, the commons. I'm afraid it will be a harsh lesson for many of us. But we will be forced into a new technological and political era. It will be radical, yet it will be no more than common sense after the yelling and the shouting dies down. We'll even find other words for it rather than the cultural baggage-ridden term like socialism. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I can think of few other terms that have been so loaded with cultural baggage than that word socialism, and not just by right wingers or conservatives, by people who really stole that idea, who took the idea of socialism and turned it into a perversion like communism. But anyway. This is from, Prairie 2 wrote it again tonight, our economics correspondent. He writes, what Obama is trying to do, mostly, is trying to keep the apocalypse at bay while he staffs the government so that he can maintain control during the collapse. Clinton didn't bother to replace the Republicans that were left from, his father's administration. Parenthetically, of course, you understand Bill is the son George Herbert Walker Bush never had. Obama, on the other hand, has to completely start from scratch because there's nobody left from the Carter administration in the government. If things go like it seems more and more that it might, the government will be tested like it never has been tested since the British burned the White House. Well, that's one of the wars I never paid too much attention to, the War of 1812. To me, oh, they burned the White House, really? Well, did we kick their ass again? Yeah, we did. But I certainly get the point that all y'all are trying to make. We also have a good email here from Ralph and one from Josh, so we'll do those when we come back. Interesting. Headline in the New York Times about all this that I saw today that I thought, they're going to say it, but they didn't. The headline says, continuing job losses may signal broad economic shift. A broad economic shift. Are they referring to all of us becoming serfs because our industrial capacity has been hollowed out, our financial institutions are destroyed, farming has been taken over by massive corporate collectives rather than collectives run by people, on and on and on and on. Is that what they mean when they talk about a broad economic shift, or are they talking about a systemic economic shift, moving from capitalism, and you have to preface it with the word predatory, to democratic socialism. Is that what they meant? Well, when you read into the article, you find out, no, that's not exactly what they meant. But the fact that they had that headline, I'm sure that got the attention of some of us. Like, oh, what's this? We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Notice your local furniture store is always having an amazing sale? It's always based on something urgent, like we need to make room for new inventory, or we're going out of business. Well, folks, they've been going out of business for years now. It's all part of the game. You know, the game. The one retailers play with your money. They buy stuff wholesale, mark the price way up, then have a sale to create the illusion that you've gotten a great deal. Before you jump on the next great deal you see in a retail store, you really should attend an open house at Direct Buy. Call today and let them send you an invitation and a free insider's guide that sheds some light on just how much retailers mark up their prices. And it'll tell you all about buying manufacturer direct. Stop paying 40 and 50% markup at retail. Call 800-471-1184 to learn more. That's 800-471-1184. Call 800-471-1184 today.
Workplace security, the court system, correctional programs. These are just some of the areas in the field of criminal justice. To begin a career in one of the many criminal justice areas, it takes knowledge and training. If you have the desire to explore a future in this fast-growing career field, get started with a degree from an ITT Technical Institute. Write down this number. 1-800-338-4713. With a criminal justice degree from ITT Tech, you can pursue entry-level opportunities involving private investigations, workplace security, and community corrections. At ITT Tech, classes meet just a few days a week, and financial aid is available for those who qualify. Is criminal justice a career path for you? Call for a brochure at 1-800-338-4713. The ITT Technical Institute School of Criminal Justice. Classes are forming, so call now. 1-800-338-4713. That's 1-800-338-4713.
better stand back. Here come 50,000 watts of free speech. It's Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. A couple more emails here as we work down to the last part of the program. This is from Ralph, who writes, Mike, first time writing, though I've been listening for a year or so. In listening to your screed on the pathology of capitalism, I'm reminded of a scene from the film The Matrix, where Agent Smith is trying to break Morpheus. In the scene, Agent Smith tells Morpheus that humanity's modus operandi was to spread through a host until it consumed it. Sure sounds like what's been going on since the robber barons of the mid-1800s through today's debacle. I'm an army brat and spent 6 years of my youth growing up in West Germany. A major reason the Limbots can squawk about how the U.S. is the best at everything in the world is because they, and most of the American public, has never seen how all European socialism can work. The bottom line is that our model of continuous growth and expansion at ever increasing rates is unsustainable and impossible. At some point, humanity will reach the point where this finite earth will physically be unable to support the people living on it. At that point, we'll have no choice but to switch over to a steady state model, which is based on refining and sustaining what we have instead of continuing to grow and grow and grow. Since we know we are eventually going to have to shift over to that approach to life, wouldn't it make more sense to plan for that eventuality instead of letting it surprise us with yet another foreseeable disaster? Ralph. Yeah, absolutely. I often wonder why people like Prairie 2, like Ralph, like Marianne, our Aurora Bureau Chief, like so many people who write to this program, you know who you are. You know, why your ideas are not out there in the mainstream. How does it happen that people listening to a talk show in the evening can write such coherent, easily understood solutions to the situations that we've allowed to develop? This is a part that amazes me. We have no lack, as Marianne pointed out, the technological stuff that's available right now could damn well solve just about every problem that we have in terms of self-governance and in terms of our whatever economic system we wanted to use, if we would just apply them. Now, she knows that. A lot of you know that. Through doing this talk show and absorbing the input that you all have sent over the years, I now know that. So why don't the people who advise a president of the United States, I don't care what the party is, why don't they know that? Or do they? And choose to just say, nah, the hell with it. Let's go for the short-term money grab. Grab all you can. Get it. That's a question that has always, since I've been doing talk radio, take the horror that is the situation in the Middle East between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I have read so many solutions to that problem coming in from people who obviously, as we say in the South, don't have a dog in that fight and can therefore think a little bit more rationally, perhaps. But the solution is there. And I think to myself, why can't the scholars, why can't the people who are tenured political scientists or whatever, why can't they say what I just read in this email in six sentences? It's astonishing to me. That's one of the reasons I have always felt if I really want to know something I don't know a lot about, I don't know how Hartman does it. Because, you know, Tom Hartman obviously is the smartest man in talk radio, and I'm not trying to be a smartass saying that. I think he is. But when I want to know something, I've got two ways to do it now. I can go to the Internet, which is a little time-consuming, but it beats the hell out of the old system of going to the library or opening up the encyclopedias. Or I can just start talking about it some night. And the insights that come in from the people who listen to this program are astonishing to me. You know, I sit there, even after the program, a lot of the stuff that I get, I simply can't read on the air because it's too long. The best way to get something read on the air is to keep it short, unless you're one of our correspondents. But and even they try to keep it short. But so I will collect this stuff during an evening's program. And then when, you know, when we're off the air here, it's midnight here in the East. And I'll sit here in the studio for another half hour, drink some wine, and read the stuff that comes in from listeners and think, well, I'll be damned. Okay, well, that makes it, you know. And that's how I get whatever insights are necessary. In so many instances, to talk about something with anything that even sounds like an understanding of the topic. Frankly, it comes from you folks. Now, do I do independent research? Well, sure. I'm not saying I just rely on emails, but I'm just saying that in so many instances, whatever independent research I do usually astonishingly corresponds with what some of you send in. And I think to myself, well, I'll be damned. So... And I guess the reason I bring this up, we're getting a lot of emails right now because I think a lot of people thought this program was dead, and it's not. It's not going to die. I don't care. I don't care how we have to survive. We'll do it. But we're getting a lot of emails in from people who say, you know, I've really learned a lot from listening to your program, and I just want to say right back, wow. Well, if you have, it's not come from me. It's come from a collective input into this program that I then filter and send back out. So if you do feel you've learned stuff, like I feel I've learned an enormous amount from doing this program, that's where it's coming from. I mention that because, and I've said it before, we have a very insightful, intelligent, and astute audience. We really do, for the most part. Yeah, we've got some nutballs that listen too, and some freaks that write. But you know, usually the freaks that write get sent to the spam file very quickly. But anyway, Josh in Madison, Wisconsin writes, Mike, I don't know where to begin. I've been listening since you read from Orwell. He's referring to when we read the entire book, 1984. I'm glad you're there. I know there are other progressive radio hosts around, but you're the one who really says what a great majority of the country believes. I know you're not a big fan of praise, but thanks for what you do. I was once blind to the macabre forces of the fascist right wing, but my mother told me to listen to what you had to say. She was correct, as moms always are. Beyond that, I've read Klein and Hedges, among others, and I just started reading Krugman's The Conscience of a Liberal. These should be required reading by everyone, if only to crumble the facade of cutthroat capitalism. I shudder at where this country is headed, but I'm glad Obama is in office because the alternative would have been theocratic fascism. The right wing is afraid of Obama, which I find comforting. I'll keep it lit, as you say. Thanks, Josh and Madison. Yeah, there is an awful lot of fear. You can tell the fear. You can the stench. You can smell it. The fear from the big sweat hog, big pussy Bompicero, who... apparently, Rush Limbaugh thinks he is, you know, that black jacket and that black shirt open down to his chest hairs. He did. He looked like Big Pussy. And you know what happened to him? If you're a Sopranos fan, you know what happened to Big Pussy, right? Oh, that was a real surprise to me when they did that to him. But there, you know, there's Big Pussy Bompicero up there, or his imitation, bouncing and yelping and spreading stuff that is absolute nonsense. And the Limbots in the audience just rising up and cheering their own death and destruction. It's astonishing. How do you do that? How do you get people to applaud their own utter destruction? and the destruction of their country. It's right in front of them. There it is. There is the embodiment in its huge, corpulent, stinking mass standing up there, talking and waving and making the facial expressions. There it is. And they applaud it. I don't know, man. That's astonishing. But then the Germans applauded Goering and Himmler and Hitler and the lesser lights of the Nazi Party that took the German people right into what they went right into. So, you know, I wasn't around to see it, but I've seen that movie before of how a demagogue can do that. Not that Limbaugh is on the rhetorical level at all. He's a dumbass. I mean, the things he says are not flights of rhetoric at all. It's gibberish. He thinks he's got flights of rhetoric, and the Limbots just eat it up. But the gibberish, you know, I can get one email from Marianne that makes more sense than 20 Limbot programs.
Focus Factor is free, and we've got a bottle with your name on it. Focus Factor is the number one selling brain support supplement in America. People all over the country rely on it to support their memory, focus, and concentration. No wonder we've sold millions of bottles. People try it, now they buy it. And here's your chance to try it free. Call now and we'll send you a bottle of Focus Factor, an over $40 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and processing. Limit one bottle per household.
They let you try it free? It must be good.
Focus Factor is good. Good enough to be the number one selling brain support supplement in America. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-503-2708. That's 1-800-503-2708. When you think of memory, focus, and concentration, think Focus Factor. Call 1-800-503-2708.
my head. Give up my whole day waiting to get this hole in the wall. I call a holster that is empty, just a gun to the head. I am a holy roller. I'm playing Russian roulette.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to the crew. The program is engineered by Kathy Bay, special assistance from Ian Huff and Ben Birch, who is our technical advisor. Sharon Gordy is our military affairs correspondent. Bob Alexander and Bridget Wolf are the program's ethical advisors. Bruce Enberg is our economic advisor, and the executive producer also is Kathy Bay. You know, the other day, it's too late to really get a new topic started here, but I wanted to touch on this tonight. And by the way, we got a couple more emails tonight that I will be sharing with you come Monday, but because they're so damn good. But this guy, Sam Telly, on CNBC the other day, I'm sure everybody's seen that if you're paying attention to this stuff. Rick Santelli had this meltdown about the Obama plan to save some upside-down homeowners, to provide them with some assistance so they can keep their homes. And this Rick Santelli person just went off his nut on live television, which was, you know, he is a, I believe he's still a CNBC on-air editor. In other words, he is part of management at CNBC, in addition to being a reporter of sorts. And to do what he did was, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that, when he started screaming at the people working around him, you know, do you want to pay for somebody else's house, which is not really the idea, and Santelli knows that. But he is a veteran trader and financial executive, the information here, he has provided live reports on the markets in print and on local and national radio and television. He joined CNBC from the Institutional Financial Futures and Options at Sanwa Futures LLC, where he was the vice president, blah, blah, blah. Prior to that, he worked as vice president of Institutional Futures and Options at RAND Financial Services. He's been a managing director at the Derivative Product Group of Gelderman, Inc., vice president in charge of interest rate futures and options, Chicago Board of Trade. He began his career as a trader and order filler at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, on and on and on. So, you know, very colorful background. And then in yesterday's New York Times, I couldn't miss this. It was right there in the business section. More than a dozen Wall Street trading firms systematically cheated their customers of millions of dollars by improperly slicing bits of profit from countless trades. That's according to federal regulators who released this information on Wednesday. This is how the capitalist system really works. This is why it has to be stopped. It has to be killed, and something has to be put in place of it. This is Santelli's world. The SEC disclosed the allegations after negotiating settlements. The firms that coughed up $70 million in forfeited profits and penalties did not admit or deny the charges, but they agreed to make the payment. The 14 firms named in the complaint are all so-called specialists. Those are trading firms that have a specific duty to maintain orderly markets. Isn't that funny? By matching buyers and sellers and standing ready to conduct trades when buyers or sellers are scarce. They include units or subsidiaries of well-known Wall Street names, including E-Trade, Capital Markets, Goldman Sachs, Execution and Clearing, Knight Financial Products, and TD Options. Now, if you're like me, you've seen two or three of these advertised on television, right? They're goddamn thieves. Goddamn thieves. Regulators say these specialist firms made or stole a total of $58.4 million, which should have gone to their customers. They stole it! The goddamn bastards stole it. That's how it works now. You just step up, get yourself a job like Rick Santelli did, and then steal. And when you're not in the part of it that steals, you get a job like Santelli and start screaming about homeowners who have been screwed by this system. The nerve of this guy. According to the SEC, the improper trading, isn't that polite? The theft occurred from 1999 to 2005 on the American Stock Exchange, the Chicago Board Options Exchange, the Philadelphia Stock Exchange, and the Chicago Stock Exchange. Now, do you suppose, Truth Seeker, that during that time, with his background, that Rick Santelli might have heard about this stuff going on, this theft? You think? And if he did, why didn't he go tell someone? And if he didn't know about it, then he is not as connected as his resume would lead one to believe. I hate these people. E-Trade was one of six firms that settled cases that the SEC had filed in federal court in Manhattan. Others named in those court cases, which all involved trading on the Chicago Stock Exchange. Hey, Rick, you know anything about this? Were automated trading desk specialists now owned by Citigroup Derivatives Markets. Melvin and Company and its subsidiary, Melvin Specialists, which has been dissolved. Sidon LP and TradeLink. Improper profits in those cases totaled $36 million. Thieves. Thieves. They don't even use a gun anymore. They use a computer. They just slice and dice and steal. Why make money the old-fashioned way? That is the old-fashioned way. They steal it. I need to talk about this again next week. Thanks for hanging out. Have a good weekend, okay? I guess we're not going to do Kevin Kinney music tonight. I'll see you Monday. Take care. Keep it lit. Kevin Kinney, wherever you are, have a great weekend. I'm Mike Malloy.
You earn your degree, the sooner you can reap the rewards of having it, which is why more busy professionals who need a bachelor's or master's degree are choosing University of Phoenix, the nation's